Previously on Talk to Dad.
Can we get in trouble for saying we did something illegal on the podcast? Can we get in trouble for saying we did something illegal on the podcast? I think doing something a little bit crazy and weird is an important part of jamming.
She said that personal space is what she missed most.
The passengers were all told they had to put their hands on their heads.
Music good. Pretty good.
We all like music.
Yeah. We don't need mascots for everything.
A mascot kind of freaks me out, to be honest.
Talk to Dad.
Hello and welcome to the Talk to Dad podcast, episode 252. I've got Henry here with me.
Yep.
And also Allison, sometimes called Mom.
Yep.
And I smell paint fumes because I've been doing painting around the house. This morning, I did a project that's been on my to-do list for quite a long time, and it is the fault of this person.
Oh yeah.
Who's not really a person. She's actually a dog.
Well, dogs are people, too.
Dogs are people. It feels like dogs are people, right?
It seems
wrong to call her not a person.
Person-like.
I don't want to deny her personhood, but she sometimes, and she doesn't do this as much anymore because we've kept her out of the music room. We've got a music room that's sort of like, it could be an office. It's like off the dining room. It's got a front window and it's got French doors that close it off. And she loves to go in there and jump up on the windowsill and bark at anything that's moving in front of our house.
Yeah, but that like scratches the paint on the windowsill.
Yeah, and also on the door. So when the door was closed, she'd like run up to it and scratch it, and that's how she would open it.
Well, she'd like
shove
try
it
and
open
push
with
it.
Her claws. Yeah.
And then finally, we like put a child lock on the door. And since then, she hasn't been doing it as much, but it was all scratched up.
I feel like she just doesn't really go in the music room anymore. Although that might be because there's no longer a couch in there for her to leap up on.
But I think the deal is like we've taught her that she can't get in there anymore because we leave it locked with the child lock. So she would scratch on it, and the French doors were all scratched up. And the windowsill was all scratched up. So today, I took a trusty electric sander that I bought at Harbor Freight Tools. Henry, do you know about Harbor Freight?
Not sponsored.
No, I don't.
Harbor Freight is kind of a crazy, cool place. It's like a toy store for dads or for adults. You can buy a lot of really cheap tools there and also a lot of other crazy stuff. And it's like if you bought a sander that would cost anywhere else, probably $200, you can buy it for like $40. And it's super cheap because everything's made in China. And I don't know. It's just kind of a fun place to go. And they have weird stuff there, too. And sometimes you walk around, you see weird stuff. But I got a sander because I feel like this story is getting long and boring, but that's okay. I'm just going to power through.
Side trips on the
side. I also made like a picnic table like a couple years ago. This is making me seem like Bob the Builder, but I made a picnic table for our back porch, and it had been sitting back there on our back porch, not really being used. It was made out of like some 8x2s and some piping, like some black piping, which at the time I made it, I feel like it wasn't as trendy as it is now. And I don't want to give myself credit for being like some sort of home improvement hipster, but since I made that table, I've noticed that style a lot more in other places.
Dang, anyway, I think they're all specifically watching your tables.
But the main reason I bought the new sander was because the table had gotten just old and weathered. And your mom, Allison, the woman who's sitting across the table from you.
Hello.
Had the idea that we haven't really used our dining room as a dining room. We just have like a computer desk in there. And she wanted to maybe use the picnic table as a dining room table. So
I had plans.
To do that, I had to buy some tools. I bought a power washer, which I've been wanting to buy for a long time, to spray it off. And then I got the sander out, and I sanded it all off, like down to the wood.
And then I restained it.
And then Mom stained it and sealed it. And now it's sitting in our dining room. And we're moving the computer into the music room, which means I pulled a couch out of the music room. And when I pulled the couch out, then I remembered that the windowsill and the door were just thrashed because I'm AZ. And I used my sander to sand those down and prime it and paint it. And now that's why I smell paint fumes. And that's where we started.
So it's now home improvement dominoes.
We have all come around.
It's totally, yeah. We're like, if you've read If You Give a Pig a Pancake. Yeah. I don't know. Do you remember that book, Henry?
I think I
do. It's similar to If You Give a Mouse a Cookie.
Yes, and If You Give a
Moose a
motorcycle?
Oh, yeah, I do. I do
no,
remember,
muffin.
I do remember those being like really repetitive.
They kind of are.
They're kind of fun, though.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I think I like If You Give a Mouse a Cookie the best, personally.
I like the pig because she gets to wallpaper.
We should do a podcast ranking.
Maybe.
Yeah, the pig is more into home improvement, for
the
sure.
The pig is very into home improvement.
The mouse is just needy.
Yeah. The mouse is very needy. I don't like the mouse as much. The pig, I feel like, might be my spirit animal.
Well, yeah, but the moose has personality.
Okay. I don't remember the moose as much.
I don't remember him at all.
I read that one once or twice.
I think he doesn't have
either.
Any personality. No.
He likes muffins.
He does.
And who doesn't like a muffin?
That is a personality trait.
They're pretty good.
And, yeah, so lots of home improvement stuff.
Lots I think of paint fumes.
A lot of what's driving this is the fact that your parents are very cheap. We don't want to just go out and buy a new, you know, dining room table or furniture. We just want to make do with what we have.
I mean, it makes sense. Like, we're never using that.
Although, by the time I buy all those tools, it would have been about the same price. But, oh, well.
Maybe.
But if you go to Harbor Freight, it's super cheap. Anyway.
Sponsor us, Harbor Freight.
So that's what I've been doing. Some other exciting things that have been happening. This morning we had a Zoom call with our future exchange student.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know if we probably, let's not say his name on the podcast until we get permission to do so. But it was nice seeing him and his family. He's got an older brother. He has parents. We saw them. We talked to them briefly.
They all seem like great people.
We got to ask them questions. They got to ask us questions. They seemed super friendly.
Mm-hmm.
I wondered a little bit, like, if they got off the call and went, I don't know, those people, I don't know. Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know.
Zoom calls, especially with someone you don't know, are always just a little bit awkward. It's probably going to be easier to get to know them when you actually see them face to face in a few weeks.
Man, but, only in a few weeks. That's kind of weird.
Yeah, just a few weeks away. He's going to fly all the way from his home in Spain to the Dallas-Fort Worth airport, and we're going to go pick him up. Really, like, what is that? 3 weeks from tomorrow? Something like that.
Is it three?
I think so.
It's getting close.
It sounds about right to me.
Yeah, about 3 weeks.
Wait, yeah. 1 second. I have to check something. I was going to say 3 days from tomorrow is something important, but that's not even right. It's 2 days from tomorrow.
And I do feel like, and, you know, you never know exactly what anyone's like until you really meet them and spend some time with them. But he seems like he has the same interests as you and your brother.
True.
Yeah.
He likes music. He plays in an orchestra. He likes to read. He likes to watch movies and TV. And that's pretty much it. I mean,
swims and he enjoys. Plays ping pong, apparently, and rides horses.
So
Spanish.
He does all the sports that are only Sora sports.
We'll call them like individual sports.
He seems to speak really good English. I mean, his parents speak really, really, speak English really well.
Yeah.
He seems to speak English pretty well. I'm sure it'll get better as he's here as an exchange student.
He's definitely better English than we are at Spanish.
Oh, way better.
Oh, yeah.
Can you imagine how that call would have gone if we would have had to try to speak Spanish?
Yeah, sometimes I think about, like,
where is the library?
Don't do stuff.
If we were trying to help him out, we would, like, throw in the Spanish words we know, which absolutely are going to be things he already knows the English for, you know?
The library, the disco.
Like, come over here.
I don't know the disco, actually.
Aquí.
The beach.
Aquí.
Aquí.
Come aquí.
Ahora. Now.
¿Dónde está la biblioteca? La biblioteca.
Dos tacos.
Ahí.
El supermercado?
Yeah.
Sí.
And that's all we know.
Yeah.
That's pretty much
it. And we can order tacos.
Yo no hablo español.
Yeah, our Spanish is really bad.
I know. My Spanish is really terrible. I think all of us studied Spanish in school at one point.
In high school.
Oh, yeah, because it's required.
But not that much. But yeah, as soon as I started learning Japanese, it sort of got partially replaced by Japanese. So now it's just a mishmash of Japanese and Spanish. It doesn't happen to me when I'm speaking Japanese. Spanish doesn't intrude my Japanese, but Japanese definitely fills in the blanks of the stuff I don't know in Spanish. And that doesn't really work.
I don't know. I think I'm pretty fluent. I had 2 years where I barely passed Spanish.
Yeah. Mm.
So I'm basically fluent.
Basically. Yeah. We should just drop you off in
your best
Mexico.
Subject, if I can say that. Is that okay for me to say that?
That is okay for you to say, because it's very accurate.
It was also not your older sister's best subject either when she had it.
Strangely, because she did fine in French.
Yeah. I think it's a little challenging to have Spanish in a Texas school because some of the people in your class basically already know Spanish.
Yeah, there's also people who just skip it, like take a test to skip it because they've already known it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then we have a birthday coming up.
But it's not in, did you say 2 days?
Oh, we do. It's in...
It's in 3 days.
Well, it's in 3 days. But
3 days. Today's Saturday.
Dad was saying that the exchange student's going to come 3 weeks from tomorrow. I was trying to transition by saying it's... What's 3 days from tomorrow? But it's actually just in 3 days.
Yeah.
Okay.
Today's Saturday. There will be a Sunday, there will be a Monday, and Tuesday will be your birthday.
So you really only have like 2.5 more days of being 14. Huh. You better do all those things you can't do when you're 15 in a hurry.
There will be cake. 14.
There will be candles. There will be presents. We were thinking if maybe... we should do something else fun for your birthday.
Mm-hmm.
At the very least, maybe go to like a restaurant that you really enjoy going to. And we asked you what restaurant you were going to, and for some reason, the only restaurant you could think of was McDonald's. So I guess that's where we're going.
No, that's not what I said.
Like a separate room.
No, I was saying
birthday parties.
I was actually saying like the only restaurants I could think of were like, for instance, McDonald's, like that type of restaurant, like McDonald's or Wendy's. You wouldn't want to have a birthday party there.
You can order
people do.
Two French fries.
Some people do.
Two French fries.
Oh.
We used to have a McDonald's in our town that up on the menu above the register, it had like bucket-o fries. You remember that?
I don't remember the bucket-o fries.
That's bucket-o fries. I think it was like a large drink full of fries.
That's scary.
I know. So
I don't remember that at all.
I remember bucket-o fries like at the one in our last town.
Maybe when he wakes up the morning of his 15th birthday, we can just like grab him and take him to McDonald's and throw him in a ball pit and see if he can get out.
We were also saying a really fun surprise would be if we hired a whole bunch of clowns and had them hide all over the house and jump out and say happy birthday to him like all day long.
Yeah, it'd be really nice if
a day full of surprises.
Well, yeah, but like surprise then I'd have clowns. Two extra presents, paranoia and trust issues.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And Mom was saying we could hire 15 clowns, but then I said, no, it would be much more fun if we had an undisclosed number of clowns, because then each new one would be a surprise.
True. You could have a day full of surprises, which is really what you want for your birthday, I'm sure.
Yes.
You just want to be really surprised.
Will a clown, like, poke its head out from under your bed and say, happy birthday?
Oh, I don't like that.
Yes. Clowns under the bed, clowns in the closet, clowns peeking down from the attic access.
I was thinking of mimes in the shower, but...
What? The clown pulls back the shower curtain. Happy birthday!
No, mimes. I think it's got to be mimes.
Why is it mimes?
Because the mimes...
Mimes
I feel like
aren't threatening.
They are.
Mimes
I think
are not
they're creepy.
Threatening.
They're creepy.
Passive.
No.
You
could always
just
so creepy.
Beat up a mime with a baguette.
No.
And they can only pretend to defend themselves.
That's true. They can pretend to defend themselves. I'm thinking the shower is the right place, though, or like a phone booth, because I feel like every time I've seen a mime do anything, they're like either miming like getting wet or being stuck in a phone booth.
Up against a wall.
Mm-hmm.
It could be a clown
swimming,
under the table
maybe.
Right now, if you think about it.
There could
That's
be.
True. Just checked. There's no clown.
Are you sure?
That Clowns you need to know of.
Can also lick your fingers.
What?
What?
You know that urban legend.
I don't.
Oh, because they thought it was a dog?
Yeah, the maniac that's...
The maniac clown?
That's in the back seat. And the girl thought the dog was in the back seat. So she was like, putting her hand back there to pet it. Ooh. And it would lick her fingers. And then she got out and realized that the dog was dead.
This is a family podcast.
This is a family-friendly podcast.
All the children
it's a famous
listening
urban legend.
Are going to have nightmares.
Yes, it is a famous urban legend. But okay. Anyway.
There's always the magic of editing.
It's never happened. It won't happen.
There
don't,
could be a clown just outside the door. So when you open the door to go for a walk, it says, happy birthday.
I'm going to be so paranoid on my birthday.
Yeah. Maybe like lots of clowns in your car. Because lots of clowns will fit in the car.
It should be. I know. My chair keeps squeaking. I apologize for that.
Really
for some reason, I got the fidgets right now. I'm very fidgety. What else is going on? You guys are getting ready to leave me behind. Gonna go on our annual road trip, which we skipped last year due to the pandemic. We're gonna do it this year. Take a road trip and go out and go to family reunions. And mom decided maybe she'd leave a little early this year. And I will stay behind and work. And then I'll take a airplane to go catch up with you all. Attend the family reunions and drive back with you. Which means I'll be here all alone. Just me and Maisie. There will only be two persons in the house. One people and two persons.
One what? People.
I don't know.
What
we were saying before.
One person, two people.
I can't
peoples?
Say Maisie's not a person. But at the same time, she's not
is
human.
Is she a people?
Is she a people?
She's an inhuman person.
She's not a human. She's her own.
She's a dog person.
Yeah, she's a dog person. There'll be a dog person
dog
and a human
people.
Person in the house.
We are dog people.
Well, you're more of a cat person, but.
I'm not anymore. Okay. I grew up with cats, but I am allergic to them.
So the day after
them.
Your birthday, you guys are going to leave early in the morning, drive. I saw something on TikTok, and I know that's a weird way to start a sentence, but I saw something on TikTok that I agree with where someone said, when you're buying treats for a car trip, you should not be buying healthy snacks. You should be spending like you just gave a toddler $100 bills and let him loose in the candy aisle.
I disagree.
And I kind of agree with that.
Like
a car trip just seems like a time when you just need to buy all the treats.
But then you feel really gross.
It's true, but
like really
you have nothing
gross,
else to
bloated.
Do but feel gross.
When I have to stay awake on car trips, I like to munch on like slices of apples or carrots, which makes it sound like I'm a health nut, and I'm not. It's just that they keep me awake better because they're super crunchy.
Maybe you should just eat like spinach the entire time.
You know how like
neither
90,
do I.
95% of all the ginger ale I've ever drank has been on an airplane. I feel like 95% of all the beef jerky I've ever eaten has been on a car trip.
I really like beef jerky.
I think on a car
take.
Trip.
I don't like it.
On car trips, because then the car just smells like beef jerky.
True.
It's a terrible smell.
I like it, though. I don't know. It gives
well,
my mouth
you won't be
something
coming
to
on
do.
This
and it's
car
super
trip.
Salty.
You'll be flying in a plane.
I
so.
Like licorice, but I like licorice even when it's not a car trip.
Yeah.
Also, I enjoy chips that come in a tube.
Yeah, Pringles.
On a car trip.
Pringles
but also,
are good.
I like them when I'm not on a car trip, too.
I will always eat Pringles.
Yeah. I would say sunflower seeds, but they're just too messy.
Well, yeah, you have to spit
them. You have to spit them out. You got to put them in a bag or something, and then you're going to end up with sunflower
seeds. Sunflower
seeds
really aren't worth it.
Place.
That's my take.
You don't think they're worth it?
I don't think they're worth it.
They're very salty.
You get like a tiny, tiny little grain of something, and then you have to spit out the rest.
But the fun is just kind of chewing through the
I disagree.
The
I don't find that fun.
Sometimes
it's just too difficult.
Too, like ranch flavor.
Oh, that's even worse. That's
barbecue
even worse.
Flavor.
No, that's an abomination.
It never tastes good.
No.
Especially the pickle ones. Why do the pickle ones exist?
Mm, pickle ones, yeah.
They have pickle flavored sunflower seeds.
Yeah, you always. Seeds. You haven't seen that?
No. That's so gross.
Lucky you.
Have you ever had corn nuts?
No.
They're like the jawbreakers of salty snacks.
They kind of are, yeah. I don't really even know how to explain them. They're kind of
I've
like,
heard they're bad.
They're like corn kernels, but slightly popped. But only slightly. They still kind of look like corn kernels.
They're somewhere in between like a popcorn and a corn pop.
No, they're not like a
they're
corn
crunchy,
pop at all.
Though. They're really crunchy. Yeah, but like the shape. I don't know.
They're just slightly bigger and slightly puffier than a corn kernel. And they're really, really hard.
And they come in all different kinds of flavors.
Yeah.
And they kind of make your breath smell bad. But anyway.
Yeah. Any kind of salty flavored snack, I feel like, will, though. They're super hard.
It'll be fun to see our cousins. We haven't seen them, you know, in over a year for the most part, except a couple of us. We'll get to see the cousins that were on the podcast recently in their house, which sounds cool. It's up against a mountain. There are snakes and wildlife in the yard. I'm excited about that.
Yeah. That'll be fun. It'll be fun to see everybody, I think.
Yeah.
I saw most of my family and yours last time I went to Utah for the wedding, but not everybody.
Yeah. Last night we went and took a trip to Dallas to go to Shakespeare in the Park. Mom had the idea. Will was supposed to be at work.
You're going to blame me for this.
I'm not going to blame you for anything.
You're going to blame me for this.
Will was supposed to be at work, but his shift got canceled. So we had the night together, and Mom thought, hey, let's go to Shakespeare in the Park because it's the only chance we'll have to go because we're just about to go on our road trip. And after that, school is about to start. So we thought, all right, we got tickets. We piled in the car. And it's probably bad form to say anything bad about community theater, so I'm not going to say a whole lot about the performance itself. But we had an experience when we were walking up to the theater. So it's outdoors. It's in a park, obviously. But there's kind of a fenced-off area. And there was an admissions table where you go show your tickets. And I'm walking up to it. I think you were with me, right?
Yeah.
Henry was next to me. I don't know. For some reason, Mom and Will were in back. But we're walking up to the table. And there was a police officer there. And the police officer looks me dead in the eye and says, you look familiar.
And that's usually a bad sign.
And then he said, do people tell you you look familiar? You look familiar. And yeah. he wasn't going to let it go. I had to like respond to it. And he was a police officer. He was armed.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's...
Well, and yeah. then I came up behind you and he was like, who do you think he looks like? And I was like, I mean, my husband.
You could tell he had someone in mind. And
right.
We were thinking, what, like a criminal? Am I wanted?
I know.
Is there a warrant?
You jaywalked
Please don't say Ted Bundy. Please.
Is my face on post offices across the state?
I mean, we hope not.
And we're walking up there, and I was like, I don't know. Not usually, no. People don't normally tell me that.
I mean, sometimes people will say you look like someone random, like the guy from Dawson's Creek, or like Mitt Romney, or, I don't know, Clark Kent.
But he told me that I looked like Christopher Reeve.
Right.
Like Superman. He said, you know, like Superman, and you could tell he was like, oh... Obviously, you hear that all the time. And I have heard Clark Kent before.
But you've also dressed up like Clark Kent before for Halloween.
True. And it's often it's when I'm wearing my glasses.
Yeah.
I don't know. And sometimes I have like
hair curls
in the middle of my forehead. Like, but other than that, I don't think it's, I don't know. It was kind of
funny. No one recognizes you when you take off your glasses.
But I could tell Henry was a little traumatized when the police officer was like...
Well, traumatized is the wrong word. I just thought it was a really funny situation. Like, a police officer tells your dad, you look familiar.
Yeah, that is like a concern. Like, a moment where you feel some concern.
He didn't pull out the handcuffs, though.
Oh.
No.
I think that's what everyone was a little concerned about.
I mean, I didn't think that would actually happen. I just thought it was kind of funny.
For a second, I was thinking, you know... A long time ago, I actually worked with a lot of police officers in the Dallas District Attorney's office.
Oh,
and
yeah.
I thought maybe I knew him from then. Like,
That would have been a long time ago. That would have been like 20 years ago.
It was the summer.
It was the summer we moved into our first house.
Summer of 2000 or 2001. It was one of those two.
It was that first summer. It was the summer of 2000.
So, yeah, 21 years ago. That's weird to think about.
Yeah.
There's no way he's going to remember me from 3 months that I spent in the district attorney's office 21 years ago.
Probably not.
But that was my first thought. But I didn't say it out loud because obviously there's no way he remembers me from that. Anyway, I don't know. Have you ever had anyone tell you you look like a celebrity? Either of you?
I don't think so.
No, never.
Yes, you have.
Nope.
That was a delayed response.
Nope.
I think
that's
I remember
very suspicious.
That back in the 80s, you used to be told you look like Kathleen Turner.
No, maybe a couple times. A
little bit.
It was always Sybil Shepherd.
Oh, there you go.
And I resented it.
I don't know why you would resent that.
I wasn't happy.
Sybil Shepherd was a popular movie and TV star.
I think she just, I don't know. It was annoying because I didn't want to hear it.
Hmm. Yeah, probably.
I think it's weird when people want to stop you and tell you who you look like, though, because it's, I don't know. Like, what are you supposed to say that? Oh.
Yeah, there is no real good response.
I think the thing to do is if someone says you look like a celebrity, say you are that celebrity, then walk away before they can do a double take.
There's definitely insulting ways they could say it. Like, you look kind of like an ugly Steve Buscemi.
That's really mean.
Yeah, that would be mean.
That would be hurtful. I love Steve Buscemi.
Or you look like kind of a fat John Candy or something, you know.
Oh,
that would
no.
be mean.
That would be mean.
But
that would be very mean.
You could also say, you look, I don't know, sometimes people look like they could be like someone's cousin or brother.
Yeah.
Sister.
I actually get that a lot too. You look like my cousin.
Yeah.
You look like my cousin I hate.
I don't hear it as much as I used to when we lived in Utah, though. And I think it's because probably I really did look like
everybody's
cousin.
Aren't as many blonde people here. I don't know.
I don't know. I might have been their cousin, for all I knew. I wasn't sure.
Oh, yeah, you look like that cousin I hate. I am your cousin.
Oh.
I am your cousin.
Yeah.
Let's do some news.
Now, your tomorrow morning's headlines tonight.
I have an update from a story we did last week. Last week, we talked about weird things that are happening on airplanes. And there was a flight from, I want to say it was Los Angeles to Miami. I know it was bound for Miami. And for the last hour and a half of the flight, all the passengers had to put their hands on their heads. Very strange. Would have been very stressful.
Yeah.
I talked about how that would have been really unsettling.
Yeah.
Well, there's a report. There wasn't really much to it. But now there's a story that came out that was a follow-up story about what actually happened on the airplane. There were some rumors that there was a woman who was screaming on the flight, but I think that was a separate story that somehow got conflated with this one. And that was the one where the woman was duct taped to her chair, which is also disturbing. But this story, more information. Apparently, there was someone on the flight named Anthony Kevin Trujillo, who was 27, and he started to say that he thought there was a gas leak on board the plane. And then he said that his seatmate was hiding bomb components in her socks. And after that, he accused a flight attendant of carrying improvised explosive device components in his bag and tried to wrestle the bag away from the flight attendant.
I kind of feel like that person was not correct.
Yeah, he was having clearly some issues. And there were two air marshals on the flight. They searched the flight attendant's bag and, surprise, found no bomb parts. Not satisfied, Trujillo jumped up from his seat and ran down the aisle toward the flight deck. The air marshal stopped him and secured him to the seat. Doesn't say how, maybe handcuffs?
Probably.
And he has been charged with interfering with crew members and faces up to 20 years in jail. I still don't quite understand why everyone had to put their hands on their heads.
Yeah,
that
that's a little
no
weird.
Sense at all. That's just, yeah.
It sort of feels like maybe the pilot overreacted to what was going on, or he was just concerned that maybe it was part of some greater issue. It's very strange.
Yeah, I don't get why you would like immediately jump to put your hands on your heads.
I don't know.
For the rest of the flight. And they had to be like utterly quiet too. Wasn't that part of it?
Yeah, they couldn't.
No phones, no videos.
They had to be
no
quiet.
Pictures.
They couldn't film what was going on. And then they deplaned, apparently, via the air stairs.
Do you know what it sounds like to me? It sounds like the equivalent of like a school lunch monitor that is just drunk on their own power.
Or like a substitute teacher who's like, all right.
Everyone put your heads down.
We are just going to be silent for the rest of this class.
Yes.
Because I will not take it anymore. Yeah, it does kind of sound like that.
Have you ever had a substitute teacher like that, Henry?
I don't think.
Or a non-substitute teacher?
I feel like the substitute teachers I've had that were bad weren't bad in that way.
Okay. All of the ones that I had that were bad in exactly that way.
Yeah. I don't know. It's one of these stories. I feel like the more I learn about it, the more questions it raises.
Yeah.
It's obviously a weird situation, but I still don't quite understand the whole, now everybody has to put their hands on their heads. It's like,
that's the part that doesn't make sense out of the entire story. That
it's, I guess it's like, it is like the classroom situation where, like, because this person acted up, I'm going to take it out on all of you now.
Yes. Now nobody gets to use their phone or put their hands down.
Yeah. Very strange.
So weird.
Does either of you want to share a news story with us?
I have an interesting one.
Let's hear it.
Here's the headline. Would your dog give you treats if he could?
Oh.
The answer is no.
They're not going to share.
Okay, so basically, recently, so in the past, like, scientists have done experiments where, like, that show that dogs in general will try to be helpful to people they're familiar with and like, but will be less helpful to people they're unfamiliar with or don't like. But this, in this experiment, basically what happened was there were two rooms and you could see into one room, but you could see both ways into both rooms, but they were separate. One had an unfamiliar human and then a dog. And depending on which group the dog was in, the human would either press a button, or wait, no, first the dogs would be trained to press a button, and then they'd see that it would, like, dispense food to the other person, or to the person in the other room. But then, like, depending on which group they're in, the person on the other side would either give them food or not give them food, and then the dog would get the opportunity to give the other person food, and they never did.
Never.
So they always got the treats, but they never gave treats back?
Well, is that what's going some on? Apparently at the end of the experiment, they all ended up getting the same, the dogs all ended up getting the same amount of treats, but yeah, whether or not the person gave them treats or not, they didn't want to give treats back. They so I find that kind of funny.
So it dogs makes just sense. Don't share their treats.
It kind of makes sense, because whenever Maisie has, not really a treat, but something she really likes, she will bury it and be very possessive of.
Bury it in the couch, to be clear.
She doesn't want anybody else to get it.
I wonder if part of it is just like, they feel like that's not part of the relationship. The relationship is you feed me, I don't feed you. You're the human. You can get your own food.
Said, in the article, it says, the author of the study notes that a relationship with dogs tends to go one way when it comes to food. It's not them giving us their dinner scraps. In a different context, like helping people trapped or in danger, a sense of charity among dogs might be there, or they might be more willing to help or not help people that they have more familiarity with. So there's that, but also the people who conducted the study said that it might not even be accurate, because maybe like the process was too complicated for the dogs.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they didn't fully connect everything.
That seems like it could be, because that's a fairly complicated experiment.
Yeah, they'd have to, like, learn that they have to press the button, and then they'd have to, like, re-remember that later, so.
Yeah, that sort of makes sense. I mean, it's the kind of study that's interesting, but requires further research.
Mm-hmm.
I will say, though, I've never had a dog bring me food. Like, they'll bring me a ball that they want to play with.
Yeah.
Or Wojo, our dog that we had when you were little, Henry, did occasionally, like, leave a dead animal on the porch.
Yeah. I was going to say, sometimes dogs and a lot of times cats will bring you dead animals, but I'm not sure.
I think that's more of a threat.
Or it's like a service, like, oh, look at this good thing I did.
Yeah.
I killed this.
I'm so pleased.
Or maybe they're saying, you don't deserve food. You deserve this dead rat.
Or maybe they were thinking, here is my catch. Can you please prepare it so that it will be good to eat? I don't know.
Yeah, could you grill this?
Skin it and bone it for me.
Yeah, make a sauce.
Make a sauce. But, you know, it makes me think little kids will bring you stuff all the time. Like, they'll even put things in their mouths and then take it out and give it to you. It's gross. True. It's really gross.
I mean, dogs sort of have to do that, though.
Dogs won't bring you anything to eat.
I've never had a dog offer me something that I could eat. But
it's true.
Little
toddlers
kids
will try to share their food with you.
It's so nasty. But but it's sweet, you know. But they'll, like, I mean, I've seen them, like, put, you know, like a treat in their mouth, lick it, you know, and then like just fish it out and like totally try, like not just offer it, but like try to put it in my mouth before.
I think because like kids are trying to like, they're kind of mimicking you.
Yeah.
But it's weird to think of it. I guess pets don't really do that. They don't mimic their owners.
No, they really don't.
Do the same behavior. So, you know, they always talk about like dogs or cats that think they're human. I don't think they really do. I think they really understand we're something different than
they
them.
They seem to.
They just think they're superior cats or dogs.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Alice, somebody would like to share your story?
I would. Georgia woman finds 18 snakes living under her bed. You might have questions.
I have a few.
Do you have questions?
I had questions when I saw that headline. I
have a reaction.
Kind of wondered, wouldn't you notice when there was only like one, like the first one? Would you? I don't know. I just felt like 18 snakes was a lot of snakes to kind of build up over time.
It is a lot of snakes.
But actually, the article answers that. And it makes sense to me now. This happened July 14th. A Georgia woman investigating what she initially believed to be a piece of fuzz on her bedroom floor made a far more startling discovery. 18 snakes under her bed. She was in her bedroom in her family's Augusta home when she spotted something on the floor. Before going to bed, I spotted what I thought was a piece of fuzz on the floor, went to reach for it, and it moved, she told WIBF-TV.
It's always a bad sign.
Yeah, she and her husband Max soon discovered the fuzz was a baby snake, and there were 16 more babies underneath the bed along with their mother. So that's what happened.
I have a question.
One snake got under there and had... Apparently snakes have lots and lots of babies. That's unsettling to me.
Yeah, I have several questions, but one question in particular. Do all snakes lay eggs or do some give live birth?
Oh, I don't know.
Should we ask the Google?
I don't know.
Okay, Google. Do all snakes lay eggs?
According to FEA Nature Center, question, do all snakes lay eggs? Answer, no. While snakes are known for laying eggs, not all of them do so.
Hmm. And apparently rattlesnakes give birth to live young. And I wonder if garter snakes do.
These were garter snakes.
Okay, Google. Do garter snakes lay eggs?
According to U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service, typically these snakes eat earthworms, small fish, and amphibians, but they are known to also take small mammals and birds.
No, that's not the question. Wait, I found
no,
it,
No, they
though.
Said it. This snake does not lay eggs.
Oh, okay.
No, what I found was they give birth to live young, and they have about 10 to 70
that's
in
all,
a litter.
Yeah, I can say they can bear up to 85 in one birthing.
She's lucky.
She should be lucky there weren't 85
she
snakes.
She should be so grateful that there were only... Yeah. 18 snakes
there are only
under the bed,
18 snakes.
And not 85 snakes under the bed.
Also, that it was a garter snake and not something much more horrifying.
Like a cobra?
Yeah,
also
she did.
I thought that would be more obvious.
Water
so she wasn't.
Or a...
It sounds like she wasn't sure what it was, but she did post photos on Facebook, and I'm sure people were like, oh, that's a garter snake. But she used a, no,
garter
her husband used.
Cute.
No, they not
as
under the bed.
Go,
they aren't.
Well, not when they're under the bed.
But still,
when they're outside, maybe.
In the world of snakes,
okay,
snakes
relatively
are kind of cute.
Yeah.
Okay. Anyway, she had her husband get a grabber tool to pick up each snake and put them in a bag, and then they released the bag of snakes at a nearby creek, and then they had a wildlife trapper come the next day just to confirm that there weren't any more snakes hiding around or inside their house.
I've been watching a lot of TikTok videos involving snakes lately where like someone is called to collect a snake, like a rattlesnake or something. Or there's another guy on TikTok that does a lot of videos. He like works at a zoo with a lot of venomous snakes, and he has TikTok videos of him getting like the snakes out of their cages so they can clean the cage. And he grabs them and he gets them out of the cage and he puts them in this big bucket. But there's one video where it was like this green mamba that was like super aggressive and kept trying to get away. And I was like, oh, that's just really anxiety filled.
Yeah. They can move very quickly and in ways that I feel like.
Yeah, you shouldn't be able to move like that.
Yeah.
Yes.
Like unexpected directions that their bodies
move.
Yeah,
it's like they're on steps in the air that aren't actually there and they can just sort of move about.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway.
Anyway, yeah, I'm totally going to be cleaning under my bed. making sure there's nothing under there that I wouldn't want.
If you find 18 snakes, I will go get our grabber tool and put them in a bag for you.
We have two grabber tools. Oh. Henry could help.
Yeah.
I could.
You could.
I mean, we could make you hold the bag.
People always use a grabber tool or like the little hook, the hook on the end of the stick. And it apparently is pretty effective, but it seems a little like something you would need practice to do.
Yeah. Yeah. But it kind of seems like they could get away very easily.
Yeah.
I don't like
this. It's good that he was able to collect all of them.
Yeah. I don't like this thought, though.
No. It's not something you don't want to lay in bed and think there could be 18 snakes under your bed. There's no point in your life where you think, oh, I hope there are 18 snakes under my bed.
Nope.
Well, I mean, if you really want to make like headlines.
I don't know. Some people really like snakes. There are people who really, really like snakes, but that's just not where you would want them, I would think.
Mm. No. Well, and I'm glad that she didn't step on any of them, too, because like it would be a little sad and also a little gross to step on a baby snake. Like,
yeah. It was nice that they released them because those snakes, they didn't do anything wrong. I mean, they were where they shouldn't have been, but they didn't know. They're just snakes.
Yeah, I kind of want to know how the mother snake got in there.
I mean, through a crack in the wall? I don't know.
Maybe.
How big of a crack would it take? I can't.
Animals get through little tiny things. Like, whenever I see rabbits go under our fence, I always think that little crack under the fence is only like an inch tall, but somehow this big old rabbit can like slide right under it.
Yeah, and it doesn't slow them down either. They just...
Yeah, they can go fast.
Just go right boom. Through. Well, maybe and it's like that. Inches. I think about that great big, was it a python snake that got loose in a mall in Louisiana, Kara the snake?
Oh yeah, we didn't talk about that. We could have talked about
that.
They
didn't. They found her. She was in the mall still. She'd been, I guess, like sliding around through either the vents or like the cracks between the walls. But they found her and got her.
Action hero.
Yeah. But yeah, she must have found some very tiny places to creep out of.
Let's do some would you rather. Would you rather is kind of like a combination of hypothetical and either or. What I just said was only, oh yeah, either or. Let me pull up the Would You Rather app. I haven't done this one in a little while. They're wanting me to buy the pro version that has more questions and doesn't have ads. But I am cheap, as I mentioned earlier in the podcast, so I'm just going to go with the normal version. Would you rather be painted by Van Gogh or be painted by Da Vinci? That's a weird one. I haven't seen this one before.
Well, I guess Da Vinci. I don't.
Mom made a weird throat noise. She's drinking a Coke, and it was like, it wasn't quite a burp.
It was just a gurgle.
Do I need to describe this?
Yes.
No.
And we can probably play it back for our podcast.
Can we start over?
I'll just cut this.
Also, what if we just did a better one? Like, this is not an interesting... not either or. Would you rather?
I think it's kind of interesting.
I don't think it's very interesting.
No, it's not.
I think Van Gogh.
I kind of think Van Gogh, too. I think if you're not convinced of how cute you are...
Most people thought
Van Gogh was the answer.
Mom and I said Van Gogh. You said Da Vinci. 36% said Van Gogh. And 64% said Da Vinci.
I guess I'm just objectively right.
I mean...
Ooh, here's a harsh one. Sometimes these would-you-rathers are harsh. Here's a harsh one. Would you rather marry someone you don't love or marry someone who doesn't love you, Allison?
Wow, weird how it said
I would rather marry someone...
her name.
Yes, I would... I feel so called out. No, I would rather marry someone that I don't love. I would rather be loved.
Now I know.
Because I'm selfish.
And now I know.
I guess that...
How she feels about me.
I would still be...
It's pretty clear that I love you.
We love each other. It's all fine. But no, I feel like... I mean,
I'd feel guilty.
The person who doesn't love me might be mean to me, might kick me out of the house, might divorce me.
I feel like I have to think through this one.
Well, can you
divorce... If you're marrying someone you don't love...
But who loves you...
but who loves you?
See, I have great faith in my ability to be really nice and really tolerant of someone that I don't really love.
But marrying someone you know doesn't love you, maybe that would be harder. Because at least
it would be the worst.
You know, maybe you would come to love them if they were good
to
you.
Okay, I think this, you would, this really comes down to...
They're not
going to
be good to you.
You would feel more secure in the relationship if you knew that they loved you, even if you
didn't
love them.
What this really
comes
down to is how much you trust yourself. And I feel like I trust myself to be nice to people more than... I trust other people. Although that sounds really rude.
Well, and I can get along with people.
I feel like I get along with people well.
Unless they hate me.
Knowing that someone doesn't love you is kind of harder than knowing you don't love them.
Yeah.
I guess.
So I think you're right. I think I would rather marry someone. Wait, how does this work? I would rather marry someone I don't love than marry someone who doesn't love you.
Mm-hmm.
And 67%. Came to the same conclusion as us.
And the other 23% just love rejection?
Would you rather be eaten by a zombie or be burned at the stake?
No. No.
Often would you rather is the choice between two bad things.
So, hear me out. If I'm being burned, then like, okay, this is going to sound really bad. I feel like the fire is not a living thing. It's not going to benefit from me dying. But if a zombie's eating me, at least like...
A zombie's not really living either. It's just...
Sure it is.
Okay, well, at least it's using the energy. It's using the energy.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know. I guess it is
the fire's also using the energy, but it's...
The living dead.
Yeah. They're the living, not living.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'd go for the zombie.
I think I'd rather be burned at the stake because it seems like it could be quicker. Like, if you're being eaten by a zombie, you have no idea how long that's going to take.
Well, okay.
And it would be painful.
True.
And zombies are kind of slow and deliberate.
But
and
in the long
burns
term...
Burns are painful. Burns are really
painful. Death by fire
is
kind of...
pass out.
You know what, though? Wait, let me think about this. Death by fire,
like,
usually...
I feel like the fire is slowly eating you.
But usually you die of smoke inhalation before you die of actually being burned up.
Oh.
So maybe that would be better.
True.
Maybe that would be better.
The carbon monoxide is going to knock you out.
Yeah, so maybe what I would do in that situation is allow myself to be burned at the stake, but hurry, like, breathe in the smoke as much as
Take
I can.
Take a deep breath.
I mean, let's be real. Neither one of these are going to be good.
No, they're both really
bad.
Horrible.
Also, I feel like this is separate, but I feel like the zombie might smell bad.
Also,
it would.
If you get eaten by a zombie, you become a zombie and you could be a threat to your family and friends.
Oh, okay.
Well, at least, I don't know.
And you don't want to have to be the person that, like, your child has to blow out your brains with a shotgun.
Yeah. Seems like that'd be
inconvenient. This is not a family-friendly
Oh, yeah, maybe
comment.
Edit that comment out.
I mean, that's a zombie scenario, right?
But we don't. No.
I'm going to go with burn at the stake. This was very close. This is one of the closest would-you-rathers I've seen. 51% said be burned at the stake, and 49% said be eaten by a zombie.
Wow. Pretty split.
Let's just do maybe one or two more. Would you rather... cross a river with piranhas or cross a river with crocodiles? I know what I would do.
How many
crocodiles?
Piranhas?
Well, it doesn't specify, but definitely.
And
no, wait.
Cross a river, like, are you swimming it or do you have a boat?
I feel like crocodiles, there'd be less.
I don't think they mean drive over a bridge. That
you'd be going through.
I mean,
you would be going through.
I feel
like
I think you have to be in the water.
Okay.
Let's assume you have to be in the water.
Here's the thing. I feel like there'd be less crocodiles, so the crocodiles would be less hungry, right?
I feel like piranhas are less of a threat than crocodiles.
They have smaller
piranhas
mouths.
Piranhas take up less space.
I mean,
and they're lower in the food chain, so
piranhas, though,
it seems like they'd be hungrier.
They have to gather like 100 of their friends to really do a lot of damage.
Really?
I think so.
Huh.
Hmm.
If you just sort of, I think you can swim,
but there's
past
be
a
more.
Few. They just have to be like in that feeding frenzy.
Yeah, I'd go for the piranhas.
One crocodile can take you down, though.
Oh,
yeah.
That is very true.
I'd go, yeah, smaller mouths are better, I think.
Yeah, I'm going to go with the piranhas, but let's see what everyone says. Oh, this one was also extremely close. Only 49% said piranhas, 51% said crocodiles.
Maybe they're thinking they could jump from the back of one crocodile to the other.
Maybe.
I don't think that's going to work.
I don't think it's going
to
work.
Like on Frogger? You can just jump from crocodile to crocodile? All right. This one, just, I don't know why this made me laugh. This one is much less harsh. Would you rather run a marathon or run for mayor? They're not really the same thing
okay,
at all.
Okay, here's the thing,
you could do
though.
Both or you could do neither, but we're supposed to pick one, I suppose.
Marathon would definitely take less money, but I feel like it'd be more... I feel like I wouldn't be as good at the marathon, personally.
You think you'd make a better mayor than marathon runner?
Yeah.
You could have a really lazy mayoral campaign.
You could also have a really lazy marathon.
Not really.
I could walk it.
It's run. It says
you're
run.
You're running, and it's 26.2 miles.
You run a marathon, you have to be running.
I mean, that wouldn't... But for me, it's not... I mean...
But that would
be
running.
I could try to run, but then I would just fall and drop dead.
Well, yeah, but you have to run.
And I wouldn't have to finish if I died.
You have to run.
So...
You wouldn't have to finish your mayoral campaign if you died either.
True. But it's less likely to kill me.
All you really have to do is register and like, get on the ballot. You don't have to do anything after that.
Yeah.
True.
You don't technically have
to. I think for me it depends. Are we talking like a small town mayor or like... A big
okay, but it says run a marathon. You would have to run the entire time.
It wouldn't have to be. You would have to run for mayor of Frisco, Texas, because that's the city you live in.
I mean, you don't have to run the entire time if you run a marathon, though. A lot of people don't.
You don't really have to do much campaigning to run.
Well, yeah,
but
it says run a marathon. You're not running a marathon if you're walking.
I get the feeling that Henry and I would both rather run for mayor than run a marathon.
And
some
I'm thinking,
people like running marathons.
I'm thinking I can just mosey my way through the marathon.
It just seems like it's way too far to run.
Yeah.
Well.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
This one is even 50-50 on the
app. You know what that either or reminds me of? That would you rather reminds me of?
Would you rather fall in love or fall in chocolate?
Yes, which is like the classic question.
I love how when I started saying that, you immediately started shaking your head.
I remember that one coming up before and asking... I think we were playing it in the car, and I remember asking everybody.
That's a pretty funny one.
When Aoi was staying with us, we had friends from Japan. Their daughter stayed with us for a while, and she laughed, and she was like, chocolate, fallen chocolate.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or quicksand.
Probably chocolate.
That wasn't the question.
Probably chocolate.
There's only one last thing to do on the podcast, and that is...
Three words for you. Treat yourself.
Treat yourself. Treat yourself.
Speaking of chocolate.
Yes.
Although, no, it's
chips.
Not.
Oh, no. There is no chocolate.
They are chips. They are from H Mart. They are a Korean treat.
Okay.
I have a question. So you have to say, yes,
chips.
We already tried yes. Chips on the podcast and they weren't good, so why did we get more?
I remember liking them, but I don't actually remember.
I don't remember liking them.
I don't remember what flavor we tried.
Mm.
We have roasted corn crisps. We have banana flavored yes chips.
And they seem to be popcorn too.
Banana flavored corn puffs. Maybe those are the ones we tried previously.
No, I think they were savory.
If I don't remember them,
before.
Then the people who listen to the podcast probably don't remember it either. Is that the way it works?
I'm pretty sure I remember not liking them.
I think I remember the exclamation points because it's such a bold, like, yes, chips.
And we have sweet potato chips with black sesame.
That sounds good.
So, once again, the flavors are roasted corn crisps, banana-flavored corn puffs, and sweet potato chips. I think the banana corn puffs we tried before, and I thought I liked them. But let's try them again anyway, because we've got them here. Which one do you want to try first?
Banana potato
chips, roasted corn crisps, or banana corn puffs?
Probably the banana corn puffs.
All right, let's try those. I sort of remember trying these, like, when we're talking, like, first few episodes, like, early in the podcast, first year of the podcast.
What's the first few episodes?
Year one. I think
really?
It was year one.
That doesn't seem right.
No.
Like, maybe like, last year?
No.
I was thinking.
We have not tried Yes Chips within last year.
I swear we have.
I don't think so.
Is it something else?
They're much smaller than I expected them to be. They smell like artificial banana, which I love.
Artificial bananas, passing them around. A good thing.
They're not uniform in shape. Like, they're not like a Cheeto that they all kind of look the same shape. They are kind of, they look like styrofoam packing peanuts. All right, I'm going to mute the mic so we can chew them and we'll be right back. What do we think of the banana corn puffs?
They're actually pretty good.
Yeah, I like them.
I think they're delicious.
Yum, 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 yum. Delicioso.
There's not a ton of flavor. And they do have about the texture of packing peanuts, but I like them.
They're very puffy.
They're sort of taste like, or the texture is sort of like puff Cheetos.
Mm-hmm.
Except not crunchy. A little softer. Yeah.
A little softer.
And they're not salty at all. They're just kind of slightly
mild.
Sweet.
They're mildly sweet.
And mildly banana flavored. They almost smell like banana more than they taste like banana.
Yeah, I like them. They're good.
Let's try the roasted corn crisps next. What do we think of the roasted corn chips? Yes.
Dessert. Okay. Chips. I don't mind them.
You think they're just okay?
Yeah.
I was surprised at how different they are from the other Yes chips that we just tried, the sweet ones. They are shaped completely differently. They're more crunchy, and they're like...
They kind of remind me of Bugles if Bugles weren't shaped like a cornucopia.
Yeah.
They're like flat and square, but they're similar to a Bugle. I think they're delicious.
Yum, 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 yum.
Yeah, they're good. They're good.
Very crunchy.
They don't seem like the same thing.
No, they're totally different. And I have a feeling the last one's going to be totally different too. What did you rate it, Allison?
I'd say it's delicious.
All right, so two deliciouses and an okay on that one. The last one is sweet potato chips with black sesame. These look pretty good. They kind of look about the shape of not a Funyun. Funyuns are round, right?
Yeah.
There's something that's shaped this side, and I don't know what it is. They remind me of like the shrimp chips. Sometimes you see in Asian grocery stores. They're shaped like those. These are actually way sweeter than the banana puffs.
Yeah, they have like a crunchy honey coating on the outside.
I don't even know.
They're very sweet. They have just a few black sesame seeds on them. Not very many. I like them. I think they're delicious.
It's kind of watery.
Yum, 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 yum.
Watery.
Sort of like, not watery, but like watered down. Like, I don't know. Like, not bland, but like...
They're very sweet, unexpectedly sweet.
I'll give that an okay,
none of these
I guess.
Are terribly salty.
I'll give that an okay.
I think we're used to our snacks being really salty.
Yeah. I'm not sure whether they're okay or meh or delicious.
Henry thinks they're okay.
I might have to think about it longer.
Okay, well, the podcast is wrapping up. So
okay. Well, if anyone wants to stick around for another hour while I just... You know,
think about it
more
out
loud.
Or at least the uncut version later.
I feel like the texture is really good. They're very crunchy. They've got kind of a crunchy honey coating on the outside that's pretty good. The sweet potato taste is a little bit strange to me. And I can't decide if it's good strange or just strange.
Like anyone can even know that.
Yeah, that.
So it could be anywhere from meh to delicious. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah. I don't know. I like it, but also I kind of don't.
All right.
I don't know.
Well, that is Treat Yourself, and that is our podcast.
Sure is.
Thanks for being on the podcast today, Allison and Henry.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And thank you to anyone who's listening. If you are listening, let us know. You can email us at talkdadpodcast@gmail.com. You can find us at talkdadpodcast.com. On Facebook and Instagram, and I'm going to try to do better at posting things on our social media accounts. You can also find us at Talk Dad Podcast on Twitter at TTD Podcast, and you can find us at talkdadpodcast.com where you can download and stream all of our episodes from 1 to 252. If you like the podcast and you want to help us out, there's a couple of things you can do. One, you can tell a friend about this family-friendly podcast. And the other thing you can do is you can leave us a good review. If you leave us a 5-star review wherever you found the podcast, that helps other people potentially be able to find the podcast as well. And that is always appreciated. This has been a lot of fun, and we will see you later.